the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Live from Jack Memorial Studios are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr. and Mark Davila. Brought to you by Hotshot Condoms, the first condoms for children or small penis men.
Hey, we're back again with our old shit.
Why are you always gonna say old shit?
Because it is.
Like it's like a bad thing.
It is. Old stuff is bad. We all know. We prove it every week.
There's some old stuff you like.
Like what?
I don't know, like Ghostbusters?
Yeah, if it's within my lifetime, I don't consider it old.
Well,
obviously.
What about when you're 80, you know?
Dad, I'm really not going to consider it old. I'm going to be like, oh, I'm still pretty young. You know, I'm in shape.
It's funny, because I was looking the other day, and I am older than 97.7% of all NFL players.
Yeah, they're all fucking coming right out of high school now. College. Or sometimes in high school. Every once in a while,
not
high
NFL.
School guy. No, every once in a while.
NBA, but not NFL.
No. Don't they want to get some guys from college every once in a while?
College?
High school.
No, it's not allowed in the NFL.
No? Eh, fuck. Why? That's bullshit.
I don't know. I want to go to college.
Why? For what? You got the fucking talent. Come on. You're going to end up getting hurt in college.
I don't know.
Next time you're there, tell them. That's fucking stupid.
Like some of my college. Anyways, today we're going back to 1942, where our problems...
You were born.
Yes, and a little mystery program called The Whistler. And this is a pretty good episode. I think it's called... What did I say it was called?
Death Has a Thirst?
Death Has a Thirst. Good memory, Mark.
I do. I have one.
Wait a minute. Have you heard the weird tales of The Whistler?
How did I... It almost sounds like what I just did. So this was entertainment in the 40s, a dude whistling?
It was a lot like The Shadow, if you're familiar with that. Where he just shows up.
I'm the Whistler.
I'm the Whistler. I spy on you in your underwear.
Here's the sanitarium, Harvey.
I want to visit crazy people. Going to the sanitarium.
Move it, asshole!
Is he still unconscious?
Yes. Here comes the attendant.
We're all ready for him, Mrs. Jackson. Take his feet, Harold.
Did he call him Sweet Harold?
Yes, I had to give him a good
He's
one on
so
the chin.
Sweet.
You'll have to watch him. He may try to get away when
so
he comes
So he knocks some guy
Don't
out
worry,
and now they're bringing him to the sanitarium?
Don't let him
I
know
think
who
he's crazy,
here.
So lock
and
him
don't
up.
Let him know I had anything to do with it.
He's a horrible fighter, sir.
He has a glass jaw. Obviously, he's crazy.
Well, I'll phone you tomorrow.
Good. If anything happens, we'll call you.
Thank you.
I didn't
Good
give
night.
You my phone number, but all right.
What kind of car are they driving?
Again, the
Saturday
suspenseful
night,
music
and again,
for no
CBS
reason.
Presents The Whistler.
It's funny because I thought the show already started.
I know
many things. For I walk by night. I know many strange tales. I know many secrets hidden in the hearts of men and women.
He almost sounds like the dude from Tales from the Crypt. Think it's him?
Until I didn't deny
the mysterious tale of... Is there any nudity in this?
Tales from the Crypt. Thirst. Tales.
Pretty good impression.
The long black car with a handsome man at the wheel and the
Ooh,
woman beside
handsome?
Him.
I don't want a black car. I'm a handsome man.
Yeah, your car's blue.
The man and woman
and you're not handsome.
Staring ahead.
Your car's black.
Wrong on both counts. Really looks like
the
a dark blue to
Harvey
me.
The man is Harvey Davis. The woman
I
have
a black
Victor
car.
Jackson.
I have a black car.
Yeah.
Man recently deposited.
If you want everyone at home to believe that, that's your business. But don't try and fool
I'm
me.
I'm sorry I dragged you into this, Harvey. But I had to have some help and I knew I could depend on you.
It's all right, Donna. I only hope it'll do some good. Victor never drank a drop while we were in school.
He didn't drink when we were first married.
This guy's voice
and
is hilarious.
After his father died and Victor
reason.
Took over the business, he started.
It's a huge concern, and I guess he just couldn't take it. He's always had an inferiority complex.
But the thing that hurts
because
me
you're
most
so
is
superior.
So this dude is drunk, and they knocked him out and took him to the sanitarium. You're drunk.
Dude likes drinking. Knocked his ass out and took him to the fucking loony bin.
Accuses me of lying to him about everything and of being in love with other men. Oh. Countless things.
Other men? What men?
Any man I speak to. Even you, Harvey.
Me? Well,
so some dude thought his wife was a whore, so they knocked him out and fucking took him away. That sounds about right.
Listen,
I'm as good a victim as any.
If a girl's got a, you know, pesky boyfriend you have to contend with,
are you, Harvey?
What better way to get rid of him than put him in a sanitarium?
You know, this doesn't sound very likely. It's the fucking 40s. I think the guys had more power. He could just say, hey, I'm not crazy. It's my whore wife. Let's throw her in here.
True.
If it doesn't, I don't know what I'll do.
Don't worry, darling. Just remember, I'll do anything.
Shouldn't the Whistler be off at war?
Doesn't it sound like they do have something going on? I think that husband was right. He's like, don't worry, I'll do anything for you. The fuck, Whistler?
The black sedan arrives at the Jackson mansion. The butler greets Harvey and Don
at
the door.
Hello.
Evening, Mrs. Jackson. Evening, Mr. Davis.
Evening.
Dr. Saunders is in the library, ma'am. He's waiting for you.
Dr. Saunders at this hour? What on earth
is Dr. Saunders doing there? You've never seen Donna. At our mansion.
Plus, if that's that lady's house, why would she be surprised if anyone's there? Why would the butler just let anyone into the fucking house?
Oh.
It's like, hey, dude, it's fucking midnight.
Good evening, Donna.
Time to come back tomorrow.
Evening, Harvey.
Hello, Doctor.
This is quite a surprise.
I can imagine.
Harvey and I, we've just been for a little drive.
Harvey and I, we're not fucking...
Obviously, I didn't blow him, I didn't swallow, that's for sure.
Victor isn't here.
Check my mouth.
But I know where he is.
You do?
He's in a cheap dive of a rooming house downtown.
What?
But that's impossible.
What?
That's where he always goes.
Well, you're wrong this time, Doctor.
No, we knocked his ass
out. I took him by force to a sanitarium tonight. Harvey, help me. Maybe they can do something for him.
You told the sanitarium that I was his physician, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, they called me an hour ago. He's escaped.
What?
He came to and
what
broke away.
What game is this doctor playing?
I don't even know.
He almost sounds like he's trying to catch them in a lie.
What?
All this, he knows all this information.
What are you inferring, Doctor?
It's weird.
I know what you've been
through.
Sounds
like he doesn't trust
him. I know what a trial it's been. I've tried and you've tried. We've all tried everything we could do.
Yeah, we tried. I understand.
Not many women would have put up with what you have. We've dragged him through before. We probably can do it again. I just thought, well...
Spit it out, man. People talk so slow.
You do know where he is?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I know.
Well, then find him. I'm
determined. What, so we can lock him up again? Yeah, let's do that.
Desert island.
Yeah, that's an idea. A long ocean trip might be the answer. Just have to hog time.
I could do that, too.
Oh, yeah, let's send him to Ireland. There's no drinking there. The Irish are known for not drinking. Yeah, let's send him to Ireland.
There's teetotalers over there.
Yeah.
They celebrate teetotaling. No.
Good luck finding booze there, buddy.
You've done your best, Donna.
Oh, but I feel so hopeless. I don't know what
you
to
know,
do.
She's in his arms right now.
Try the desert island.
You can even hear her clothes ruffling together.
Harvey, it might work,
I say
it?
Rustling, not ruffling, but...
You can
tell. Ruffling feathers, ruffling clothes.
Dr. Saunders may be right. Oh, at least it's worth a try.
I wonder.
Please, Harvey, it may be the answer.
I can't get away just now, but... If you're determined, you're welcome to the aunt.
Oh, please,
maybe we're just not capable of it, but I have a hard time following this shit.
All right, Donna.
I think we're just so used to visuals.
Right. I mean, I'm listening. I got it.
We'll take him aboard by force.
Shanghai?
I know.
We're going to Shanghai him.
I'm following.
Just let me know when you find him, and I'll arrange everything.
I don't trust this Whistler.
The Whistler isn't even telling the
story. I know,
he's
telling the story. I'm just pretending that dude talking to the Whistler. Maybe he is.
He sure was plastered.
Well, oh, yeah. Drunk as a skunk,
thanks.
That motherfucker.
That high pole will bring him out of this.
Let's jump ahead further in the action.
Something good must have happened. Hear the music?
Night comes on.
Night comes all over your face.
And only a red glow remains. Donna, in spite of herself, drops off into a sound sleep.
Oh, let's hear about...
Victor stirs.
Describe her sleeping.
20 feet away. Looks about him and crawls silently toward the sleeping Donna.
Getting hot.
I want some water.
There isn't any more.
I think there is.
You heard what I said.
You're lying. You have got some.
Victor, what is it?
You've got some water and you won't give me any. I'm wise to you. You don't want me to have any. You want me to die. You're in love with each other.
You're drunk.
What if I am in love with Harvey? What of it?
Donna.
See? She was a whore. I knew it.
Neither of you is very thirsty. No. Because you had some water. And you've got it.
Where the fuck are they? They don't have water.
They don't want to give him water because he's drunk.
Get out of there. Why
but actually, you're dehydrated from the alcohol. You really do want water.
You
need
it. No.
All right, Victor, if you're so positive, go on down and drink out of the pool.
That gives me an idea. I'll just find out if that water's poisoned.
Go drink some of it, Harvey.
Certainly not.
I'll give you 30 seconds.
It's poison, Victor.
Go ahead, drink, or I'll shoot.
No, don't do it, Harvey.
And supposing you drink some.
Don't do it, Harvey. I love him.
Very well, I will.
Victor, it'll kill her. Donna, wait. I'll drink it. You're a fool, Victor. But come along.
Come on, then. I'll kill myself now, I guess.
Very interesting.
Not as much as you think. Get off of me!
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Maybe that'll hold you, Harvey.
Harvey!
I'm all right, Donna. Just hit my shoulder. I hope you're satisfied now.
Getting
that
shot in the shoulder barely hurts.
Maybe.
Did he get shot?
I think he did. He said it's just my shoulder. You heard a gunshot.
All right.
You really can't follow this, can you?
Please, I don't know if that's a gunshot or something smacked together.
Nah, gunshot.
And if either of you make a move toward me, I'll shoot both of you. Good night. And sleep
good night.
Oh, he's tugging them in. I mean, he's still a gentleman. All because he wanted to fucking...
I skipped like 20 minutes and nothing really progressed at all.
The dude was going to shoot them because he wanted a fucking glass of water? He was overreacting a little bit.
Harvey stirs fretfully, opens his eyes, and looks for Donna. She sits beyond the dead embers of the campfire, her hands folded before her, staring blankly into space. Harvey raises up with a start and moves quickly to her side. Victor is sprawled on his back, the hilt of a hunting knife protruding from his breast.
They got him anyway?
Right in his breast, right in his titties.
What's happened to Victor?
Oh, he fell on his knife forward.
Dead, Harvey.
Dead?
Yeah, wasn't me.
The knife. Well, it's yours, Donna.
Maybe he did it himself.
Yes, it's mine.
Oh, she should have said, some black guy came out of the trees and fucking stabbed him and ran off. I don't know.
No.
So they always say in the movies.
I had to.
Yeah.
I had to.
Harvey, hello there.
It's Dr. Saunders. Here we are.
No, we gotta kill him, too.
Sighted a ship, built a signal fire. They're waiting for us.
Oh, they're stranded somewhere.
Yeah. What's this?
Oh, you killed them, huh?
Must have,
doesn't give a fuck,
must
huh?
Must have gone crazy in the night and stabbed himself.
Yep. Some doctor.
He's dead, Harvey. How'd this happen?
I told you, he must have,
stabbed himself?
No, he didn't. I stabbed him. It's my knife.
You know, that dude was a doctor's patient, and he does not give a fuck that he's dead there, just lying.
You know, it's odd that she has a knife that's recognizable. Isn't that your knife? Like, she just carries a knife around with her all the time?
We all have our own signature knives.
That's how we know who gets
murdered. Very specific hilts on the handles.
Please. There's nothing to fear.
I didn't want anybody to know. Because of Alice.
They won't know, Donna. You didn't kill him.
What?
He's been dead for at least 3 hours.
Oh, what do you mean?
Look at his eyes. Look at his lips and his tongue. The swelling of his stomach. Did you test him?
He had a lot to eat last night.
Wait a minute. So she fucking stabbed him in his sleep?
I warned him, but he thought we were lying.
I think he still get arrested for that. Even if somebody's dead, you thought you were killing them? Call me crazy. I think you still get arrested.
He's been drinking whiskey, so a little water wouldn't satisfy him. So he drank from the pool. Poor Victor. I guess it's just as well.
Don't worry, Donna. No one will ever know.
So she's a cold-blooded fucking murderer. That dude wasn't doing shit to her, wasn't attacking her. As far as she knew, he was sleeping.
Is it murder? I don't know.
He was sleeping like a fucking baby. She sneaks up on him and fucking stabs him in the chest.
No one will ever know. You did your best. You tried hard to make things work out.
Fucking drown her ass in that pool.
How fate seemed to take things right out of your hands.
That is a crypt keeper. Probably when
but
he was alive.
You know better, don't you?
He didn't die yet.
He used to be the crypt keeper. He used to
you
be the whistler.
What happened.
Yes. And when he died, he became the crypt keeper.
Tell us.
He loves
After
to tell
Victor
us a
took
good
the
story.
Canteen from Donna and drank the few swallows in it. He fell off to sleep. Then I took the canteen and filled it from the poison pool. I knew he'd wake up with a greater thirst. And he did.
So everyone killed
but
him.
But I'm not sorry. He's better off.
So the one dude poisoned him, the lady stabbed him.
And I'll take care
And the doctor
of
doesn't care either way.
Whatever, all in day's work.
That's what they like to afford is, I guess.
From tragedy to a beautiful love story wherein
that
they
is beautiful.
Live happily.
Two murderers living happily ever after. You said it, Whistler.
I know.
That's funny.
And that does it for another episode of Whistler.
Yes. Enough, Whistler.
Which is basically a copycat of Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah.
60 years earlier. 50
Minus
years
the
earlier.
Titties.
Yeah.
Really? Anyway, HotshotWizKids.com. Check out the rest of the week. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Vine. Donate. Tell a friend, why don't you? All right.